to stand up and say Australia.
The streets of Sydney are once again filled with the protesters who are outraged at Israel's ongoing onslaught on the Gaza Strip. Free, free Palestine and down with Israel were some of the slogans the protesters chanted. They've been holding rallies for the third consecutive weekend in support of Palestinians and condemn Israel's occupation of their land. While the plight of Palestine is taking its toll on some Labor MPs, the vast crowd of Aussies listened to speeches as they stood in solidarity with the Palestinians.
The reality is, if the Israel government is interested in peace, then it must stop the occupation of Palestinian land. It must stop its colonisation. That's the only way for a secure peace of Palestine. It doesn't do that. What it does is it bombs people.
The protesters then marched through Sydney's central business district amid a heavy police presence. They were also outraged at the Australian government for its support of the Israeli aggression and demanded an end to Canberra's ties with Tel Aviv.
In Australia, we've got a particular responsibility to support the Palestinian cause because our government is disgraceful in their ongoing support of Israel's massacre of the Palestinians, but also every act of apartheid and ethnic cleansing that Israel carries out.
Although the lack of media coverage in Australia regarding Israel's atrocities in the occupied Palestinian territories have been strong, some of the protesters aimed at staging theatrical scenes of the ongoing massacres of Palestinians in Gaza.
Toddler, Bakr al-Najjar, 13. Badr Hatim.
While protests like this are spreading worldwide, people in Australia are becoming more aware of the Israeli atrocities happening in the occupied Palestinian territories. Thus, Australians feel the need to stand by the people of Palestine while condemning Israel's crimes against Gazans. Hamid Fajrullahi, Press TV, Sydney.